VIP. Let's kick it.
You ever notice Kane looks a little bit like Vanilla Ice? There's a little similarity.
I think so.
And listen, yeah, we are. Yeah, so it's one of the side currents going today, and we'll get to these from the text line. It is National Voter Registration Day, but it's also National One-Hit Wonder Day, and people are texting in with their one-hit wonders that they remember.
Vanilla Ice, noted HGTV star.
Yeah, well, he's got like one of those shows where he flips houses, right?
That's right. He's putting grout down. All that good stuff.
Good for Mr. Van Winkle. Isn't it Van Winkle?
That's right.
See, how did I know that? All right.
Oh, man.
807 FM Talk 106.5. So last night, the interview we've been talking about the last couple hours, Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court nominee, and his wife sitting down with Martha McCallum. And, you know, we talked about this. It's weird how the world is. You got half the people out there that say it was a bunch of softball questions, and then you get half of the people saying, how dare Martha McCallum ask such tough questions? I thought it was a well-measured interview, and I thought some great answers coming from Brett Kavanaugh.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process, and we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity, my lifelong record of promoting dignity and equality for women, starting with the women who knew me when I was 14 years old. I'm not going anywhere. The New York Times has reported that just last week, the person making the accusation was calling other classmates saying she was not sure that I had done this. Again, just asking for a fair process where I can be heard and I can defend my integrity.
From the eponymously entitled QuinnHilliard.com, also author of the Mad Jones Heretic Trilogy, Quinn Hilliard joins us now to talk more. Hey, Quinn.
Hey. How y'all doing?
Doing good. We've been playing different cuts from that 20-some-odd-minute interview last night between Martha McCallum and Brett Kavanaugh. I thought he, once again, did what he's been doing through this whole process that I think is refreshing, is it's not really like splitting hairs. It's not, saying, well, this is how this was interpreted. He's saying, I wasn't there.
Yeah. And when you're looking at an accusation like this, and you allow the accuser to identify all the other people that were at least in the building, and the accuser identifies the people, and every one of them says there was no such gathering that included Brett Kavanaugh, and then another accuser comes forward, and you let her name the people that were in the room, and then multiple journalists ask all of those people that were allegedly in the room, and they say, I don't know anything about any, I know that Brett Kavanaugh was not there, then you've got to give him the benefit of the doubt when you've already given the accuser the right to name the people that were there, and they deny it.
This is what I've been asking for about a week here. As the discussion has gotten off into sexual assault and what qualifies as an accusation that would keep somebody from being a Supreme Court justice, but I keep going back to the fact that we have not a nuanced answer from Brett Kavanaugh. We have an emphatic, I wasn't there. It seems like we can get down to the nitty-gritty with that. At least we have something that, as I say, has handles on it.
Exactly. I mean, an absolute denial that he was at any such gathering, and all the people that are supposedly there backing him up on that. And again, he even was more specific last night in certain ways about how he genuinely behaved and some other personal stuff that he probably doesn't like having to talk about. And to me, he is entirely 100% believable. It is absolutely believable that there can be an atmosphere of misbehavior and even a large minority of people, 15-20% acting in a way that makes 75% of the women scared or whatever, and yet still leaving a majority of the guys not having been involved, and most of them not even knowing that it's going on. So all this stuff about, well, the atmosphere was this, and because some other guys were really bad then and were really predatory, that means that Kavanaugh is guilty? That's nuts. I mean, that's not how we do things.
Quinn, now going through Kavanaugh's high school yearbook, he's breaking out the calendar from when he was 17 years old. Is this the new standard for confirming a Supreme Court justice? Is it going to be like this every time from now on?
Well, every time that there's a Republican Supreme Court justice and there's any chance of stopping him, this is the standard. It's been the standard since Robert Bork in 1987. I don't know what else this guy can do other than provide testimonials from dozens and dozens and dozens of girls who knew him at the time, from hundreds of women who have known him since, calendars that, you know, they don't prove anything, but they show he was out of town almost that whole summer, and he was darn busy while he was in town.
It does worry me. That's one aside that I put out. It does worry me, not that there would be other improprieties, but we may have a Supreme Court justice that's a pack rat, the fact that he still has a calendar. But
well, exactly. But, you know, I don't have calendars that detailed from the summer of 1982. Summer 1981. I'm a year older than him. But I've got a heck of a lot of stuff that I've saved. I can probably sit there and look at the stuff that I saved and the notes and the calendar, you know, that I do have, and I can probably tell you to some pretty high degree of specificity where I was each week, that, you know, and sort of what I was doing. It's not impossible. I am a pack rat. There are lots of pack rats out here.
And Quinn, I was going to add, you know, it's always a little cringeworthy having to hear about someone's intimate details, especially, you know.
Go ahead and let it play, because this is what happened last night during this interview.
I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I did not have sexual intercourse or anything close to sexual intercourse in high school or for many years thereafter. And the girls from the schools I went to and I... were
friends. So you're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?
That's correct.
Now, you know, I don't know. He's being lampooned. I think what a good thing for a Supreme Court justice to say, if you want to have role models out there for our children, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good one.
Well, my question was, I mean, it's always cringeworthy to hear that. Is that even necessary, though? I mean, aren't we supposed to be picking a person based on...
Yeah, but that's where we are now, right, Quinn? I mean, that's...
Yeah, but Kelly makes a really good point. But see, when you've got Michael Avenatti, of all people, saying that he's going to come out with somebody who literally accuses Brett Kavanaugh of leading a ring of gang rapists, I repeat, quote, leading a gang of gang rapists, well, that's why Brett Kavanaugh feels like he has to say, you know, no, I was a virgin, and you can't be a rapist and be a virgin at the same time. It's impossible.
And speaking of Avenatti, he was on CNN last night following that Fox News interview, going into detail about what constitutes.
Yeah, he started breaking it down narrowly.
This is a guy.
I missed that.
It's strange because he represented a porn star. Now he's passing judgment. He was calling Kavanaugh an outright liar last night for claiming to have not had sex through high school and through college. And it's
like Avenatti knows. Like
right.
He knows.
It's crazy.
Let's do this.
I saw one of the things Avenatti said, which is basically saying, well, it's impossible to go through high school and college while still being a virgin, therefore you can't believe him. Well, that's nuts. I mean, I know a whole number of people that went through high school and college and had never had sex.
And once again, like Kelly said, why is this the discussion? I mean, what does this have to do with, you know? All right,
well,
let's do this.
Doesn't, and that's what is so sickening about this. And it really is interesting that almost every single Republican senator and every responsible conservative columnist, including me, has expressed solicitude for Dr. Ford and whatever she went through, and not wanting to say bad things about her other than that her something's wrong with her memory. But you haven't heard a single, and I challenge you, do a Google search. Find a single Democratic senator, with the possible exception of Joe Manchin, who said something like this, who has expressed the slightest bit of solicitude for Brett Kavanaugh and his family, who has expressed any concern that what might be a false accusation might be really ruining a man's life, hurting his family, hurting his impressionable daughters. Where is the...
We'll have to answer that in just a second. Hold on to that, because we'll come right back. More of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Solicitude, the vocab word of the day. And by the way, it is also National One Hit Wonder Day. I thought I'd throw D-Light into the mix. You do. 821 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, one of the sidebars today. It's National Voter Registration Day. It's also National One Hit Wonder Day, and we're playing some of your suggestions. I haven't even been able to delve deep into the text line where we're stacked up. By the way, too, somebody asking about the link for that story I had this morning about the 10 things that signs you have a well-rounded life. I'll put it up on my Twitter feed here shortly, and y'all can grab it from over there. All right, continuing our conversation with Quinn Hillier about everything going on around the nomination and the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. And you were saying, as we went to the break, talking about the character assassination going on right now, and you're vouching for Brett Kavanaugh as the person he says he is.
Well, yes. I mean, again, it's not me vouching. It is just about every single person who knew him when he was in high school and in college, saying, look, you know, the guy might have been drinking, but he was never anywhere close to like this. And, you know, when you're the captain of the high school basketball team and you've got girlfriends, and yet they vouch for you as a perfect gentleman, all their friends vouch for you as a perfect gentleman, on and on and on, everybody vouches for you, then you've got an entire adult record that argues against you having acted like this, when it is not in your character, when there's no pattern, and when every named witness by the accuser says you weren't there, then at some point you got to believe the guy.
And I never thought it'd be a day where we'd look back at someone's yearbook, notes, and have to decipher, did they mean this or did they mean that? Because, you know, reading some of these statements this morning, you know, where a woman's name was mentioned a number of times, on one side they say Judge Kavanaugh was very disrespectful to this woman and describing all the different fun times they had. But on the flip side, his camp says, we admire her. We thought great things of her. I mean, It's
insane.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not what this is about. You're talking about somebody's, or you're supposed to be talking about somebody's professional qualifications, their general integrity, and their ability to be objective. You're talking about all of these things that have to do with their profession. You should not be talking unless there's something truly heinous, and granted, what is alleged to have happened is pretty heinous, but unless there's something truly heinous, you shouldn't be talking about what they did when they were in high school.
Especially
what they wrote in their high school yearbook, unless what they wrote in their high school yearbook said, hey, we had fun raping somebody. This is nuts. I'm looking at my high school yearbook right now and looking at my notes. I have Christmas at Jane's. Is somebody going to say, oh, my God, you're insinuating that you and somebody named Jane did something? No. There was a party at on Christmas night at Jane's house, where about 20 of us had a great time dancing. You know, that. How can you try to read something back into somebody's high school yearbook if you've sunk that low? You've sunk beneath contempt.
Especially when you have great dance moves like you, I'm sure, Quinn. But what?
Oh, man, you should have seen my knee knocker.
What I was going to say is the woman that I'm talking about, is her name is Renate Schroeder Dolphin, and she, along with 64 other women, they signed that letter, you know, saying that the Judge Kavanaugh behaved honorably and treated women with respect. But there's a couple of mentions of her in the yearbook that some people have read into as if he's insinuating what they did with her multiple times with the football team as well. I mean, character and integrity matter, especially in a job like this. But I sure hope that we can get back to the days, like we were talking about during the break, where children can watch the news again and we can have a good discussion and not talk about someone being a virgin or not.
Absolutely, Kelly, you're absolutely right. And this this is a character assassination of a man who has a spotless record from the day he got out of Yale Law School, an absolutely spotless, one of the most qualified, most admired jurists in the entire country in a long, long time. That's what should matter.
Now let's talk about what, and I agree with you completely. I agree with you know, he's had support from, you know, liberal justices and liberals out there as well when it comes to his qualifications and his record. But obviously that's not enough to resonate in the Senate, where it's all out war, of course, for control of the Supreme Court. So what happens? How does Mitch McConnell play this? What happens on Thursday and going forward?
Well, if they have the hearing on Thursday, because the accuser's lawyer has sent yet another letter sort of hemming and hawing again, but if they have the hearing, you'll have two diametrically opposed testimonies, and we'll probably be pretty much where we are now, other than that, of course, the Senate Democrats will try to absolutely, you know, destroy Kavanaugh during the questioning. But you'll get to Friday and they'll vote him out of committee, and then it will be up to basically three or four people who are still undecided on the Senate floor.
Let's talk about those people.
I mean, where it happens, but it'll be like 49-51 either way.
Yeah, well, let's talk about like Susan Collins, who yesterday I watched a line of protesters, which by the protesters, a good gig. A lot of people can take off a lot of time to protest, but they hauled one old dude out of the rotunda. Yesterday I saw him kicking and screaming. I mean, they're going to really push on these Republican senators for a no vote.
Yeah, and Susan Collins, who, by the way, I admire greatly. It makes me sick to hear conservatives say, well, because she's not with us all the time, she's awful. No, she's a wonderful lady. Susan Collins had an interview yesterday where she said, it sounded like what she said is, I'm very close to deciding to be for him. She used the words, I'm getting very close, and the context, it seemed like she was saying close to a yes vote. She clearly likes him personally, has always clearly liked him personally. We don't know what Lisa Murkowski's thinking. She has been absolutely tight-lipped. We know that Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, yesterday said a few things that were more sympathetic to Kavanaugh than you would expect. So that's a possible yes vote for Kavanaugh. I don't think you have any other possible Democratic votes, but I would say this. If you're out there and you're sickened by this character assassination, call Doug Jones's office and tell him that as a prosecutor, he should remember that the accused have rights too, and the accused should have the right to at least have equal belief in what they're saying, and that he should really consider what the heck he is doing and whether he has joined the rest of the Democrats in a character assassination.
Quentin Hillier, books, if people want to pick up the trilogy, where do they go?
they go to Amazon.com. Mad Jones Heretic, Mad Jones Hero, Mad Jones Agonistes.
All right. Great stuff, Quinn. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. We'll grab your calls when we get back at 343-0106. 343-0106. Also, reminder, once again, Causeway location of the original Oyster House. Oh, yeah. It's $6.99 apps, dollar off drafts, and live music Monday through Friday from 5 to 7. Causeway location of the original Oyster House. Check them out maybe today or tomorrow or Thursday. Listen, anytime, but get the deals between 5 and 7 in the evening at the original Oyster House at the Causeway location. $6.99 apps and dollar off drafts. All right. This was suggested, Terry. Of course I wouldn't miss it. Terry said, one hit wonders, you're not playing.
Yes.
You're not playing. Right Said Fred. Oh, come on, my friend. I was two steps ahead of you. News break, and then we're coming right back.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 837 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Dalton, how are you, big guy?
I'm doing great, and I know things are great over at McConnell Automotive. We're nearing the end of September, and that usually means deals.
You know what it does, and anybody listening, just Google McConnell Automotive, because, Dalton, we've been talking about this for 3 days, really, for the end of the month. Yukon sale. So we've got 51 of these 18 models left, so 19 Daltons have come in, so it's real simple. Do the math, people. We're doing supplier price. And what that means, Dalton, is really you have to get a Yukon. We've got XL, regular ones, and 53 of them. But we're giving people Oprah Kelly Blue Book on their trade-ins and, you know, lower the payment, awesome leases. And also, Dalton, anybody at this radio show, we're also going to give them a free Yeti cooler or a $500 gas card, their choice.
Wow.
When they get a Yukon before the end of September.
Those are some great deals, Mitch. And how do people find McConnell Automotive? I know you said you could find them online by Googling, but what if they want to show up in person?
Yeah, just we're at Dolphin Street, just east of I-65. We're right next to the Mercedes dealership. There's two stores that sell cars on Dolphin Street. And it's a unique location, Dalton, but I think the greatest thing is just how we treat people. And, you know, we make everything easy, and we're probably one of the most straightforward car dealerships people will ever deal with, and that's why I think we've been around for over 60 years.
All right. We appreciate it, Mitch. Have a good one.
Take care, Dalton.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
Okay. By the way, too, looking at the text line here, we could keep a couple conversations going. We have a discussion about Kavanaugh, but we also have a side discussion going on about one-hit wonders and some great ones here. We've been playing that Head East just now. Mm-hmm. Never been in a reason. That's one I use to check out the hi-fi. If I want to, listen, if I have the JBL speakers here in the studio, even though we're a talk radio station, I did a couple decades in rock and roll radio, and I can still barely hear. if I want to, how many times did I say that a day? So if I want to check out that everything's hooked up correctly in here, it sounded good. Head East, never been any reason. One of the songs I put through the speakers to check them out. But I saw this one, and I'm going to read some other good ones. But this texter says, "Who is this?" It says, "One hit wonders. How about Tesla's Modern Day Cowboy? What are you talking about? Tesla also had anybody." Anybody? Tesla? No, I'm not talking about the younger people. Yeah, people are thinking about the car, right? I know times of, come on.
This will be one of those where you play it and then we're like, that's right.
So it's a cover, but it's a, I would say, a hit for them. So I would definitely move Tesla into the rankings here of two-hit wonders.
Okay.
Two-hit wonders. This song, remember, here it is, if it'll come up. And
maybe
it's loaded. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see here. There it is. Their cover of Signs. So yeah, they're a two-hit wonder. So I mean, just there's some. There's more suggestions on the text line that we will be able to play in a show.
You know what that means? Everyone's tired of hearing about all this extra stuff happening in our nation's capital. We just want to be able to smile and go into the new day on a new foot. That's right.
Well, you know, Dan suggests pants on the ground. Did that ever actually chart? Did pants on the ground chart? I don't think it charted. These have to be songs that charted.
Yeah. Oh man.
To be a hit.
The old school
songs?
American Idol.
Ooh, the
days.
Outfield for Your Love. Oh, that was a great song.
He totally dismissed mine.
What was yours?
You remember Rico?
Oh, wow. The show's not over, is it?
I'm just saying. I just want to put that in the atmosphere.
Well, you know what I like
Gerardo.
To do.
Yes.
Que caliente, sí.
When we have days like today, I like to head over to, and this is not, I guess it is an endorsement, not a paid endorsement, but ranker.com just to see, because that's crowdsourced. You got people voting. I feel like it's usually a pretty good ranking system, ranker.com, obviously.
Do they vote on music and movies, too?
Oh, they vote on everything.
Okay, my bonus kid told me about
bottled waters if you wanted to on Ranker.
Okay.
But the number one-hit wonder, according to ranker.com, Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
And that's the one they've run with this, that is the number one-hit wonder. And we're not going to play all the songs, but, I mean, I'm bothered by that. They are accurate, but you know, I'm like a new wave fan, so
yes.
My catalog of Soft Cell music is deeper than the pop charts. But yeah, I got they're right because songs didn't chart other than Tainted Love.
So you're smarter than the average bear.
Well, just weird and into Soft Cell.
You're which like is a like, walking jukebox.
Which is strange. Not, you know, I mean, y'all know the song, right?
My light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night.
There was a summer that this song was everywhere.
Was this like Ferris Bueller's Day Off summer?
It wasn't I don't think this wasn't the same year as.
But around that time?
For sure. Something tells me no. Let's see what the difference in.
What?
Somebody find out when. I'm going to do the release date. 81. So 81 for the release date of Tainted Love. Okay. And Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I think, would have been 86, probably.
You are dead on. June 11th, 1986.
Not bad. Not bad.
Very nice. Not very bad. Nice. That's the song where you're a headbanger for, like, two beats. Boom, boom.
But so that's so Ranker said, what do they have? So what's the top 10?
All right, here's the top 10. Number two, Take On Me.
Yes, aha.
Yes.
So Norwegian.
It's not funny,
Supergirl,
but okay. Oh, that's the name of the band. Yes.
Were they Norwegian or Swedish?
Remember that video? That was cutting edge back then.
Sure, it went from cartoon to reality as they broke the pane of glass going through.
Which, cool.
By the way, in 80s videos, you had a couple things where you would break a pane of glass, you would slow-mo throwing some kind of liquid like milk or something. Those were all, like, you had to have that.
Lots of strobes, too. Lots of strobe lights, it seems.
So use those same strobe lights in your pictures at school? Because remember the background of the strobe lights or the picture-in-picture where you had your face up in the top corner?
I tried not to. Yeah. I'm amused by those. I don't think I ever got one.
I got the strobe.
Number three, Come On, Eileen.
Yes, Nixie's Midnight Runners.
That's right. Number four, this one, you know, I thought this would be ranked a little higher. My Sharona.
Oh.
Yeah, by The Knack.
The Knack. That's exactly it.
Like, I'm playing a game here. This is fun.
Number five, Video Killed the Radio Star.
The Buggles.
Oh.
The Buggles, yeah.
Buggles.
So that, of
man,
course.
You are good.
And I have it. Y'all remember that.
I heard you on the
yes.
back in 52, lying awake and tender tuning in on you.
I'm right, Dad. That was the first song to ever air on MTV.
I think
that was the first video they ever rolled on MTV.
I think Nicki Minaj sampled a little bit of that in one of her songs.
I feel like a lot of these one-hit wonders have been sampled for some newer music.
Oh, yeah.
Here's one of my top ones, ranked sixth on Ranker.com. Play That Funky Music.
Yeah, Wild Cherry.
Wild Cherry.
That's
Wild
a good song.
Followed right by another big one. 8675309.
Tommy Two Tone, right?
That's right. But the Chevelles. Was Tommy Two Tone in this, or was it two different? That must have been it. Two different versions that both did well.
Yeah, the one I'm thinking of,
Tommy Two Tone,
a child of the 80s, was Tommy Two Tone.
Another song that's in a lot of movies, I didn't know it was a one hit wonder, Spirit in the Sky.
Norman Greenbaum.
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
So these are, but it's amazing you still know the names of those groups here on this.
Oh, you do. I don't think the average person does. That's what I think really constitutes a one-hit wonder, or you know something's a one-hit wonder, when you know the name of the song, but you don't know the artist. Now, Sean, you're a little different than the rest of us. You do know the artist, but I think out of this top 10 on Ranker, I'd get maybe three band names correct, but I would know every single song.
I got another one I want to add to the mix here. We'll go to the break here, but I mean, we'll go to the break with this one, then we'll come back. I mean, we've got, we can play some Tommy Two Tone. That's a classic one hit wonder. How about this one?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind.
Name the band. I know my man in the control room, Philip, can name,
Philip
name the band.
We can go where
we want to. They're blank without blank.
Oh! No idea.
Y'all,
so sad.
Y'all can text amongst yourselves and text us. We're coming right back. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
We can go if we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
At 852 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Looked at your credit card statement lately, been shocked by that interest rate. Continue to get that electroshock from that interest rate as they go up now. Obviously, interest rates are going up on all kinds of money, especially unsecured debt. You know, you can actually roll all your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate. Here you go. Here's how it works. Lightstream offering credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay. Lower than the average credit card rate of 18%. You do the math. Figure out what your rate is. Compare it to 5.89% APR and save money. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. And Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. If you've been working on having great credit, then why not get paid for it, right? And by the way, you'll get a tree planted in your honor for every loan they fund with Lightstream. It's Arbor Day every day with those folks. And y'all can get a special discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. That is lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, the text line popping as it's One Hit Wonder Day, so people are continuing to send in their suggestions for One Hit Wonders. And And you have to be, it can't just be a weird song. It has to be a one-hit wonder. Hit is part of the, I mean, Lord knows, you want to play the game, I'll come up with the weird song game. That's not the game. These are songs that would have to have charted, right?
Yes, and I'm not sure if this one charted, but I would still consider it a hit. Kung Fu Fighting.
Great one. You have a ranker on where that charted?
That's on Ranker. That came on 11 on Ranker, but I'll find out where it charted.
Yeah, it had to have charted, right?
Sure, I mean, right?
Right, and then this one that our friend Kelly loves.
Rico.
I've been trying to put this out of my mind.
Suave.
Of course, I dress like Gerardo.
Rico.
And his dance moves here. So where did that chart?
I'm not sure on Rico, but Kung Fu Fighting, I'm working a song behind here. Kung Fu Fighting actually hit the top of the charts in Britain, Australia, and America. Number one hit.
Numero uno?
That's right. Kung Fu Fighting. That was back in 74 when it was released as a single.
That's a fun song.
It made number one?
That's what it says here. Rose to the top of the charts in Britain, Australia,
Well, there wasn't as much
America.
Going on back then.
I guess not. Slow
except there was tons of great music, right? I mean, you remember this. This is... There you go.
Give me that hook.
Oh, yeah. Somebody says, Africa by Toto, you know, which has got a new life.
Yeah.
It's like the hip thing.
Thanks to Weezer.
In fact, it was a little bit fine.
made it to number one?
That's right. On three continents.
Wow.
That's amazing. Wow. Rico Suave actually got all the way up to number 7 on the U.S. charts, number 2 on the hot rap singles.
There you go.
Not sure if it would make the rap charts now.
Somebody's suggesting Men Without Hats are now Men Without Work. Yeah, that's true. they had their hit record. All right, let's go to the phones and to grab one from Mike in Daphne. Hey, Mike.
No, Mike in Point Clear.
Mike in Point Clear. He's moved on up. Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's moving up or not. You know, it depends on your point of view. Let's see, it was Mungo Jerry in the Summertime.
Yeah, was that the only
I think it was only
Mungo Jerry, who looked a little bit like, I don't know the X-Men, I'm not a comic book person. I think it's National Comic Book Day today too, but
wow,
which one of the is it Wolverine that has the super big sideburns?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. Mungo Jerry, if you want to picture Mungo Jerry, had the same sideburns as Wolverine.
Oh, really?
And X-Men.
I never saw him, I don't know.
Yeah, in the Summertime. Yeah, this song. Wait, we got a mashup.
Nice
going
mashup
on.
That was cool.
Mungo Jerry, here it is. That's the one you're talking about, right, Mike?
Exactly. I think that was like, must have been 69 or 70.
One hit wonder.
That's it.
Mungo Jerry in the Summertime. It's on the list, man. Thank you.
How about Funky Town by
Lips Incorporated?
Lips. See? And how many P's do they use in Lips Incorporated?
There's two or three. I think there's three. Is it one, two, three? L-I-P-P. No, it's two
of them.
Two and then apostrophe S.
That's right.
Yeah.
Funky Town.
Yeah, Lips Incorporated. Got that one. There's no way I'm going to get to all these songs. Y'all piled them up.
There's
great.
So many texts.
Maybe we'll continue this on the midday show.
Mm-hmm. There is one I wanted to bring up
Okay. Before
we hit the end here, because I know this is a song I've always really liked. Blind Melon's No Rain. That's a little bit more modern. This was a 90s release, but that was certainly
I played it as a current. So you said you were, what, how old when the song came out?
I think I was 2 years old.
You were two
when
years
the song
old.
Came out?
And I played it as a current record in the business. So yes, the band Blind Melon out of Mississippi, if I remember correctly, Shannon Hoon, the lead singer.
And the song did much better in Canada. Actually hit the top of the charts in Canada, but number 20 in the U.S.
All right. We'll say adieu for today and do it all again tomorrow right here on Mobile Mornings. I'll be back for Midday Mobile. You all have a great one.
It's a good one.